Welcome to the Men's Health Week podcast series. I'm Mark Sainsbury. Men's Health Week is an awareness campaign. We're not after your money, just your attention. And in 2022, it's about small steps. And you've already taken one just by joining us. This series is about the areas us guys are a bit crap at dealing with. But the good news is, by taking small steps, making small changes, we can turn things around. We're not about giving sermons or lectures, but we reckon our guests have something to offer you in the areas that impact on us the most. In this episode, we deal with a disease that affects a quarter of a million Kiwis. And again, men disproportionately. We're talking diabetes. It's something I know a bit about, being type 2 myself, and my son at age 10 was diagnosed with type 1. Both of us, though, share the same doctor, Nick Oscroft from the Island Bay Medical Centre. So I asked him, what is diabetes? And what is the difference between types 1 and 2?
Diabetes is a condition where you've got extra blood glucose, so sugars circulating in your bloodstream. Type 1 is where generally it starts in childhood, and insulin, which is one of the main hormones that helps take the sugar out of your bloodstream and put it into your tissues like your muscles, is not produced as well as those who don't have type 1. Type 2 usually presents later on, and classically it's where the body doesn't respond to that insulin. So everyone gets sugar in their diet. So you eat food, the sugar goes from your guts into your bloodstream. The bloodstream carries that sugar around to fuel the muscles and all the other cells.
So we need sugar.
We've got to have sugar. That's how we function.
But it's where it doesn't go anywhere, or doesn't go to where it's supposed to. The body doesn't deal with it properly.
Where it's sitting in those blood vessels, it can damage those blood vessels over time. So you've got to have a way to get it from the bloodstream into your muscles and the brain and the other tissues that use it.
See, Hunter was diagnosed at 10, and ever since then he's injected. He's injected insulin. So what's is the insulin's breaking down the sugar? Does your body produce insulin?
It does. So the insulin works to take that sugar from your bloodstream into the cell. So its job is to take those little units, those bricks if you want, and it's like the bricklayer that's going to use those bricks to put them into the cells. In Hunter's case, he's not had as much insulin produced by his body, and so he's had to have extra insulin to help do that job.
And just to clear it up for everyone listening, I have talked to Hunter about this before we start discussing his medical history here on the podcast waves. All right, so why is it such a big problem in this country? Because I think it started with, 250,000 people we know have diabetes, and the suspicion is there's a hell of a lot more who've got it but don't know it.
Mm. Being diagnosed with diabetes does not mean that you're going to die or have some horrible complications from it. But we know that that sugar can clog up those blood vessels and can cause damage to the organs that are supposed to be getting the fuel through those blood vessels. It's an important thing to get early, to know it's there, and you can do a lot about it to prevent the trouble.
Because the other thing is, it's almost seen as a mark of shame.
Oh, it is.
You know, too many pies, you know. I mean, when I was first diagnosed, I didn't want to tell people. Because you'd sort of think, oh, there he goes, old, you know, what's he been up to? Too much of the good stuff.
And that's, you know, I get it. But it's quite frustrating, that, because it's not something you wish on yourself. It's not something you inflict on yourself. We know in type 2 diabetes there are definite genetic links. So the way your body's made up and the cards you're dealt has a bearing on things. And sure, if you, you know, put on a whole lot of weight and drink a whole lot of alcohol, it's going to make it more likely to happen. And we know that around New Zealand that and the world, obesity is one of the biggest contributors to it. But there shouldn't be any judgment here, you know.
Not everyone who's obese gets diabetes,
no,
do they?
No.
How does that work?
Oh, we might have to speak to an endocrinologist to get all the specifics on the cellular level. But there are genetic predispositions. Some people have that likelihood in their family.
But if you're wanting to avoid it, the things you've got to concentrate on are what you eat. You've got to watch what you eat.
Yeah, if you have that predisposition, in fact, all of us could develop diabetes. We don't always know who it's going to be. Getting the blood test is a helpful thing to do.
So is this some kind of death sentence? Can we control
it? No, absolutely not. It's really controllable. And Mark, we've seen in your blood test, not to, to shine your halo, but if you've got diabetes, it doesn't mean you're going to have a bad outcome. If you can control your diabetes and you can bring your sugars into a reasonable level, those blood vessels can do really, really well.
See, in my case, I lost some weight, and that seemed to have made a difference.
That's massive. We've started reducing your medications, Mark, I hope you don't mind me saying. And, you know, we're not putting a blame or a shame on this, but if you want to take control of it, that's one thing you can do to help, alongside, maybe for some people, medications.
Alcohol?
It's a big thing. Yeah, it makes a big impact. Alcohol goes into the body, and it's a big source of sugar. So that puts a lot of sugar into your system, and it also affects your liver and the way your liver handles the sugar, as well as your pancreas, which is the organ producing the insulin to deal with it.
So if you want to avoid it, or if you want to deal with it, it's basically healthier lifestyle, is it? Exercise, better food, cut out the grog.
Mm-hmm. Things we all
You're
know.
You're the fun police, aren't you? But,
well, no. I mean, I think the thing is we all know that, and I think we need to move away from being the fun police, because it's not news to any of us, really. I mean, there's not many people I come across where they go, oh, really? I'm quite surprised by that. You know, we're here to back people up, because we all live in the real world as well. We know that sometimes it's not as straightforward as just someone telling you something.
You also hear this term, pre-diabetic. What does that mean?
So pre-diabetes is where your sugar levels have risen to a level where we can see them going up, and we think, oh, you're one of those people where you may well tip into diabetes. So that's where we sort of need to start paying attention. Hopefully we're paying attention before that as well, just to generally living well. But we might keep a closer eye on you if you've got pre-diabetes, because we know you're much more likely to tip into diabetes than someone who doesn't have those slightly higher sugar levels.
So you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
You see, Hunter, as I said, he takes insulin. He injects. I take metformin, I think that's what it's called, pills.
Mm.
So it's not the regime of dealing with it. I mean, that's probably the worst you have to do, is take a couple of pills a day for type 2. I'm talking from a medication point of view.
From a medication point of view, there's now about 6, 7, 8 different options to help treat diabetes type 2. So the basic issue is your body is not responding to its own insulin as well as it could, and it starts producing more insulin to overcome that. So the metformin that you're taking allows your body to be just a bit more sensitive to your own insulin, and so it starts to work.
Can I ever get rid of it?
You could, yes. No guarantees. There certainly are some people, and I've got a number of people recently who've just sort of tipped into diabetes, and they've adjusted their lifestyle and their sugars have come back down, and we've kept an eye on it. We'll probably keep an eye on that ongoing, you know, do a blood test every year, for example.
But for most people, it's, you know, they just need to get their prescription right, their lifestyle sorted out. You can deal with it. This is...
Oh, 100%. I mean, just we'd like to work with people and just suss out what's going to work for their lifestyle, and the medications are one part of it, but we've got to have an ongoing conversation and relationship.
And again, I mean, you know, it's Men's Health Week coming up, 14th or 20th of June, of course. Men get diabetes more than women. Is that because women take better care of themselves, or is it a genetic thing to do with
I don't think there's any genetic link. There certainly are genetic links for diabetes, and we know that some groups are more likely to develop it, but I don't think it's got anything to do with the XY chromosome. I think that's to do with lifestyle choices that we blokes do. I do too.
Women are healthier.
Yeah, maybe, probably.
And just on that, I mean, we know that, I mean, the rates seem to be higher amongst Māori, Pacifica, and we saw some research saying Indians are particularly prone to diabetes, or more so.
Yeah, we definitely see those links, and we definitely know that there are genetic reasons why that might be.
I mean, it's frightening when you just keep looking at the stats and think there's this terrible epidemic, but it shouldn't be frightening for anyone listening to this if they think, oh, yeah, I maybe need to check this. This shouldn't be scary.
No. I mean, I can understand that it might seem imposing, but, well, it's a normal thing that we do. We just catch up, have a blood test, have a look at it, and deal with what we've got.
And the blood test, that's the
HbA1c.
HbA1c. That tells you where you're at, does it?
Yeah, I mean, basically, the HbA1c, so hemoglobin, Hb, is a protein circulating in your bloodstream. When we look at the HbA1c, basically the guys in the lab are just looking at how many bits of sugar have stuck to that protein over the last 2 to 3 months. So it's a really neat test, and it'll just say, oh yeah, hey, Mark's sugars over the last 2 to 3 months might have been up and down, but most of the time they've been in this bracket.
You can't hide from this, can
you?
So anyone who thinks, look, I should go and see a doctor about, because what if you don't? What if you do that thing, I'm a bit worried about this, but I'll just keep ignoring it. What's going to happen?
Well, you might be pleasantly surprised. It might not be an issue that you think it is, and that'd be cool. If you ignore diabetes and you leave it untreated, you're basically looking at a lot of those end results that you might see on a cigarette box where blood vessels clag up, because cigarette smoke's another thing that clags up blood vessels. So, you know, I don't need to go into those in a whole lot of detail, but there's significant long-term implications.
So if you deal with it, your life can be fine.
If you deal with it, you should be able to have an absolutely normal life. You know, the scary stuff that can come with it is completely avoidable.
Thanks for listening. And remember, those small steps could save your life. You just need to take the first one. And thanks also to our friends at the Master Builders. Without their generous and constant support, Men's Health Week wouldn't be possible.